This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Scott Bass, ADC number 268378. Mr. Bass is 42-year-old and is serving a 15-year sentence for child adult abuse. It's actually child abuse. And it was classified as a dangerous crime against children and began on February 5th, 2010. It occurred around November 1st, 2009. Mr. Bass pled guilty and was sentenced on December 16th, 2011. He also pled guilty to attempted child abuse and was given lifetime probation for that sentence. Mr. Bass is asking for a 5-year reduction in his sentence. His current active date is December 1st, 2022, and with a 5-year reduction, he would be at time served. Mr. Bass would like to have his sentence reduced because he feels he has been rehabilitated and he takes total responsibility for what he did. He also wants to make it up to his daughter, the victim, for what he did to her. Apparently, he didn't realize he can never have contact with her as she is the victim in this crime. He also claims diminished capacity at the time of the plea agreement and that his counsel was ineffective. Those would be grounds for an appeal, not commutation, normally. In 2009, Mr. Bass and his wife of the time severely abused Mr. Bass's 14-year-old daughter. This included abusive discipline, locking her in a bathroom which did not have running water, making her sleep on the floor and urinate and defecate in a bucket. And they didn't supply her with adequate food and possibly no food at all for a period of time. There was no way for her to have any type of substantive hygiene because of lack of water and everything else that she would need to keep clean. She finally was able to escape and found somebody to help her, and the police intervened and took all the children out of the house. There were children of Mr. Bass's, children of his wife's, and children they had together. His wife apparently was also charged in this, but I didn't see what the sentence was. So, the crime of child abuse carries a minimum sentence of 10 years, a presumptive sentence of 17 years, and a maximum of 24 years. Attempted child abuse carries a minimum of 5, presumptive of 10, or maximum of 15. Attempted child abuse also is eligible for probation, and that's what he was given, a lifetime probation for that second charge. If he would have had to do prison time for both charges, he would have had a minimum, it would have been 15 years if they were done consecutive. And it could have been as much as 39 years if they were done consecutive, and he would have gotten the maximum. So, based on the fact that the presumptive of one charge, the child abuse, is 17 years, and Mr. Bass only received 15 years, and everything else that could have been added on as far as giving more time, and the seriousness of the crime, I don't feel that Mr. Bass is a candidate for commutation, so I wouldn't recommend him to the governor on moving forward to Phase 2. However, I'm going to listen to a discussion from my fellow board members. Ms. Ridnour.
Just thank you, Mr. Neal. Just to note for the record that counts 2 and 4 were dismissed in support of the plea agreement. And so additional support for not recommending this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. With no other discussion, I'm willing to move to not move Mr. Bass, Scott Bass, ADC number 268378, not move him forward to a Phase 2 commutation at this time. That is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
This will end the hearing.